Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I
look around and see it's all my fault.
What have I done?
But just standing right there. You never let me fall. Oh no, you don't.
Oh no, you don't.
Oh no, you don't.
I look around. I look around.
I look around. I look around.
And realize I found it now. It's mine.
I ain't crying no more.
Worship landmarks and palaces, apocalypse and prophetic, you honor it. You see the lie, truth wins in all of it. All the time, Holy Ghost conduct mine. For the Lord in due time, we all shine. It ain't nothing but a war, we gon' even up the score. God knocking at the door, don't you hear him calling? When I tell you the truth and I spit it in the booth, that news tells you, devil don't want it. Witness the price and I flow nice. On a demon colder than ice, living machine and it's precise. Yeah, yeah, we say
in the light. Soldier in the field, we gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight, we gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood. Make it till the daylight by the blood. I'm a soldier in the field. We gon' make it till the daylight. Make it till the daylight. We gon' make it till the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood. Make it till the daylight by the blood.
Yeah, getting it all done with faith. Ripping the flow, I'm still praying for those on the threshold, but don't break. Hey, however long that it take, no devil pie and no cake. And the jealous ones, I still pray for you, but don't you mess up in my space. Wait, this life will come with no hate. You talking out of that spite. Take the log out from your own eye, make sure your salvation right. Approach the light and it's bright. No noose of blood that's in sight. That blood of Christ and that blood of Christ, and I plead over your life. Jesus, the giver of infinite literature. Yep. The healer of medicine living, yeah. I'm living my enemies up in my living room, living with memories. Demon, they get at you. Soldier, I'm living it. Jesus, I come to you. I'm freed by the blood, and I'm at some G show, look. Everybody need Christ, yeah, bruh, yeah, bruh. I'm freed by the blood, and I'm at some G show, look. Everybody need Christ, yeah, bruh, yeah, bruh.
I'm a soldier in the field. We gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight. We gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood. Make it to the daylight by the blood. I'm a soldier in the field. We gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight. We gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood. Make it to the daylight by the blood.
I'm living the word, I'm living the scripture. Hope you get the picture. Christ, the elixir, the elevated mindset, blood of Christ mixture. Pray no resistance, pray with persistence, impel the demon, pray hard. Then I come back to legion, come back for treason, slay y'all deep in the graveyard, pray God. I'm an automatic, and I'm chilling in the outskirts, servitude, I gotta have it. Until Satan, I'm a bomb first, word addict. I'm the past is slow, no, it don't matter, brain matter. Praise the Lord, the sharpest sword, and Jesus, and no, there ain't no other. His words say souls will go into hell. Hot fire, no hope inside a cell. This word, I shared it with my mother. My brother gon' have story to tell. Who bell we are, no cowards running. Some people just fail to lie well. No price tag placing for myself. Praise Christ, the days are ancient out. Right now, it's about to go down. You just wanna hate it on the flow. Talk rap, making it for them skull crack. Doing this from way back, come up with the Christ for the payback. Did you really say that? It don't really matter, ain't no industry slave with a chain and a big hat. I'll be running with Yeshua, you guess, huh? No foe, no crack, under pressure. Take it to the top, till my head get sharp and it just goes.
I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight, we gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood. Make it to the daylight by the blood. I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight, we gon' make it to the daylight by the blood.
Mic check 1212. What's cracking? You are now tuned into Her New Narrative. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you are now tuned into Her New Narrative. Yeah. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We will let Evangelist Carlinda Wrights introduce herself and tell you more about her and what she does. You know what I mean? In a few minutes. All right. This is her first broadcast over here with us, but she's more than welcome. Yeah, she's part of the family. Yeah, we are in the family of God. So she said she will start off this broadcast, her first broadcast over here, by giving her testimony. She's going to give God all his glory. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's what we do. So thank you for tuning in. You are appreciated. Her New Narrative, recording live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern. Again, her new narrative, they're hosted by Evangelist Carlinda Wrights. Her New Narrative will be recording live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern. All right? Also, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ newsletter. Yeah, coming soon. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. Before we jump into it, let me just read a few scriptures there, and then I'm going to pray, then I'm going to pass the mic to Evangelist Carlinda. All right, let me read a few of these scriptures. It says, "Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my down sitting and my uprising. You understand my thought afar off. You compasses or you direct my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways." Yeah, God is acquainted with all of our ways. "How precious also are your thoughts unto me, O God." God has precious thoughts about you. "How great is the sum of them." God got precious thoughts about you, and he got so many precious thoughts about you, you can't even number them. You know what I'm talking about? Father, thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for Evangelist Carlinda. Thank you for giving us the opportunity over here, Father, so we can glorify you. I pray right now that you just come into the broadcast and take over the broadcast. I pray right now for Evangelist Carlinda that she will just yield to you and let you use her and get her confidence. I pray for confidence in you right now, Father, so that she can do this thing. And then the one soon as she come on, Father, I pray that you take any nervousness or shyness away so that she can glorify you. Let her focus on you. Have your way, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And I thank you. Amen. All right, we about to bring Evangelist Carlinda. Mic check, Evangelist Carlinda. You on live. Mic check.
Hi, everybody. My name is Carlinda, and I thought I would go ahead and tell my testimony first so that everybody can kind of get to know me and all that. So, you know, with that being said, I was born in a very tumultuous and beyond dysfunctional home, you know, and so, you know, the first memory that I have when I was a child was at 3 years old, and I was in the bathtub with my father, and he was molesting me and fondling me and stuff. And so the thing is that that went on until I was into my teenage years, and he would molest me, and what the bad part is that he was a Baptist pastor, and I'm an only child, and I had nobody to lean on or anything like that, you know, and my mother does everything that my dad tells her to do, and she was a special ed teacher, and so she knew the signs, you know, and what to look for and stuff, but it was going on, you know, right below her nose, and she didn't even, you know, think twice. You know, she didn't even think about it, you know. And I still got some healing to do as far as my relationship with my mother, because she would call in, and when her students were being molested or abused or whatever, and she would call the service, Child Protective Services. And so, you know, I was like 3 years old when that started. And then when I was, how old was I? I was 6 years old when I went to first grade, and I was diagnosed, let me back up for a minute. I was diagnosed in a national renowned psychiatric center for children. And we lived in Omaha, Nebraska, so I was diagnosed by Boys and Girls Town National Institute. And so I was diagnosed there, and they said that I was autistic and everything. And I did have those tendencies of being autistic. And I was flipping my hands, and that's part of being autistic. And, you know, certain textures of food really bothered me, you know, but I was hyposensitive, so that meant that I didn't feel anything, you know. And they told my mom that they might as well put me in a home because I could never make daily decisions for myself, like what to wear, what to eat, you know, and that sort of thing, you know. And my mom says, no, she says, I don't believe it. And so she gave up teaching for a couple of years to work with me and stuff. And I was going to speech therapy because I didn't talk. And I did not talk until I was 8 years old. And when I was silent, you know, I felt like I was in a little world somewhere else, you know. And I really didn't grasp what was going on. You know, I knew what was going on, but at the same time, it was different. So, you know, and anyway, the thing is that my mother would go to speech therapy, occupational therapy, and, you know, that type of thing with me. And so she would do that with me, and we would ride the bus, and I would get really strictly panicked over it. And so I started acting out, you know, and nobody knew why I was acting out. And I taught myself how to write, believe it or not. And so I taught myself how to write, and I would write things out when I was like 6, 7 years old. I would write things out and communicate that way, you know. And so, you know, writing comes naturally for me. Writing has been my saving grace because, you know, I am misunderstood by a lot of people and stuff. And so, you know, it seems like I'm seen and not heard, you know. And I've had frustrations with that all my life, you know, of being seen and not heard. And, you know, my opinion didn't really matter, you know what I mean? Or my feelings didn't even matter. And my dad was not just sexually abusive, but he was physically abusive too. He would take his belt off and whip me with it, and he would leave welts on my sides, you know. And my mom told me the first time that it happened, do not tell the school nurse, do not show the school nurse because I deserved it. You know, and so I did what she said, you know, and so, you know, for her to say that, she knew that there was abuse going on, you know, and she still likes to deny it to this day. And she still is like, no, your dad didn't do this or that or whatever, you know, and it quite frankly makes me a little upset, you know, and so, you know, I ended up in school. I was in special education, and I finally said the first word when I was 8 years old. And when I was 8 years old, I was like really not confident in myself. And so there was this one person, one student that did something that I didn't like, and the first word to come out of my mouth was no. And, you know, I think that was a statement to that kind of, you know, formed my thing, you know. And so with me, I had a lot of bad experiences in schools and stuff because the teachers didn't know how to handle me, and they would put me in one special education program after the other, you know. And so when I was 11 years old, we moved to Billings, Montana. And so, you know, I thought, okay, it's going to get better here, you know, and it didn't get better, folks. Actually, it got worse, and the abuse started to get worse, you know, and the sexual abuse was off the hook, you know, and totally out of line. And my father's deacons and elders would molest me as well. And so, you know, I started talking, and my parents were shocked, and I was the type of person like Rain Man that you told me a number and I would remember it forever, you know. And in Omaha, Nebraska, you know, the phone books were really big because of population, right? And so I would go down the phone book, memorize everybody's name and last name and everything, and their addresses and their phone numbers. And my mom would say, okay, what about such and such? Where do they live? And where, you know, what's their phone number? And I would tell her, and it would be accurate. So I could go on down the line doing that, and phone numbers and math just seemed to come easy for me. So that was not a problem for me. And I did a lot of speech therapy. And at the fourth grade, I was spelling at an eighth grade level, you know. And part of autism is, you know, being an autistic savant, a female autistic savant, is, you know, rare, because there's one female savant, I can't remember the statistics right offhand, but there's more males' wants and there are females. And so, you know, I had a really good memory and everything. And, you know, that memory caused me a lot of pain because I remembered every single incident that happened to me. And so with that being said, I was like, well, you know, I don't really matter anyway, you know. And so after that, I was really a good, hardworking student. And but they put me in special ed classrooms, and I would get made fun of and whatnot, so on and so on, of course. But, you know, let me start with my teenage years after this break. So, yeah, I just, I will tell you that it was not easy, and it was even more treacherous than my childhood. So after this break, I will go ahead and tell about my teenage years.
Bro, what you know about that? Real talk, we can sit and have a dialogue. If you're scared of the stakes, better go ahead and shake. Get it straight, shout Moe, finna fight them all. And I ain't scared of your whole crew. Peep game, I'ma tell you what we gon' do. We headed straight for the block with a sling and a rock. Let's rock, better stop and you gon' lose. It's Christ on me every day. Say tricked you and slipped you to fade away. Now we house you with shame, said God don't love you and convince you to stay away. But it's false and it's not true. You messed up and it sucks, but that's not you. See, half y'all couldn't walk, get in my shoes. I know it's hard for you to stand up, but you got to. You got babies and they watch it. Gotta get involved, don't try to play me like a mama. See me at the mall, we on a crate. Got it out of kicking knowledge of the Christ in his return, bro, I promise. Sammy on his way out of state, up in college. And I prayed, doing great and everything he would accomplish. But if his name ain't written in the book, he got a promise. So I stop him, let him know that everything can be abolished. Amen.
Little homie, is my mic up? Homie, is my mic up? Tell me, can you hear me now? If I say it like this, though. Tell me, would it hear me now? All the silence is quiet. Like all I see is violence. All I see is violence. Will you hear me now? If they fly in the sky and the plane starts dying, bet you they hear me now.
So many hops to the Christ and his plan for redemption. And since they tell me they don't like that, they go to war with the king. No sword, bing, bing. That's see when the empire strike back. It's no joke when the script said, your 4-4 with a big head. Send me out of scope, got a fiction. I still be on the boat, I ain't fishing. Listen, death don't mean nothing to a Christian. Death, I die every day, bruh. Turn my mic up, we live every day, bruh. No mere man decides what he takes us. Don't put in work to fly to my maker. And that's the trick of a true saint. Christ is king, don't care about what you say. Most disregard truth for the true sake. Till the sky crack, they retract, but it's too late.
My name is Shadow and I don't engage in battles with rappers. For self-glorification on matters, I fight my conscience. On a constant basis, defeat is nonsense. Victory through Christ the Savior. This ain't politics like the manual lecture supposedly. They say God bless America, but there's more countries. I say God bless any man internationally. If he's spiritually sick and he's eating, so he's bound to be. Escape from malady, retreat to God immediately. Life, you give him time, abandon your iniquity. He ain't some phantom landing on your roof, just going through your chimney. What's that tree doing in your room? Now you can't see the TV. The window through the world, you're supposed to be separate from this babysitting children. It's not life, this has just begun. Too dramatic, the God addicts, pragmatic. Time's drastic, souls at stake, awaken, have at it.
From where I once was, and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave, cause God paved the way. And he gave us Jesus, and a life is a kill.
will feed our fear, orchestrating life. Got the media in the ear, constructing mental strife. 4-6 feet a year, we're ran by shadows through your gut. We'll miss some say through the blood, the ultimate covenant. Represent most high, LL, yon past the sky. The remedy is there for you to have eternal life. The world's spinning crazy, hopping like go rabbit. Build you up the trap, begin to kill you with their habits. Ravage the beast with empowered by sin. Or come to Christ to open your eyes, my man, to a new life, new vision that you see yourself in the night. Something's ruined, people need your help. Ephesians 6:12, please educate yourself. Find some meat in your heart. Get your Bible off the shelf.
I've come a long way from where I once was, and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave, cause God made the way. And he gave us Jesus, and a life is a kill.
Okay, guys, thanks for patiently waiting. And so we're going to start on my teenage years. And when I was 13 years old, I turned out to be pregnant by my father, and he sent my mom to a Baptist pastor's wife's retreat for the weekend. And so she was gone Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and came back Sunday. So I was in school, and my dad took me out of school, and he drove me to a different town. And I got this abortion, and he didn't want it to be in the same town because he didn't want people to be talking about it and everything. So I had two abortions when I was 13 years old by him, and 13 years old was a tumultuous year for me. And I was like, you know, as soon as I get older, you know, I'm going to leave. And so when I was 14 years old, I ended up running away from home to stop getting abused, Jerry. And I thought, well, you know, life will be better. Well, no, it was not. I was sadly mistaken, because there was a guy that was a much more older gentleman. And keep in mind that this was back in the 80s when all this took place. And so it was in 1986 that I ran away, and I never did drugs before or anything. And so I never did drugs and stuff. And this guy, he talked to me. He fed me. You know, we went to Denny's and we ate, you know, and stuff. And I thought, you know, he was just a nice guy, right? And so after that, I was like, well, you know, it can't be that bad, you know. So I thought that, you know, he said, well, we're going to a party. And I was like, okay. So I didn't really know what it entailed, right? And so when I was 14, I ended up getting hooked into this national prostitution ring. And so when I was 14, I ended up getting into this ring, and this guy took me into the party, got me high on crack, and I loved crack, you know, from the minute that I used it, because it made me feel sexy, it made me feel like I belonged. I finally felt like, you know, it, you know, I was normal, you know what I mean? And so I got addicted to it the minute that I touched it. And so what happened was that the minute that I touched it, it made everything go away. You know, I wasn't in pain. I didn't even think about, you know, what went on, you know, and stuff. I just knew that this was it, right? And that this guy was it for me. And turns out to be that he took me to this party to get me hooked on crack, you know, from the beginning. And then, and this was during when America has a real crack epidemic, you know, going on. So crack was readily available for me, you know, and stuff. And so, you know, crack was readily available. And the sky was the limit when this guy was in my life, you know, and to the drugs that I could get. And I was snorting cocaine, I was smoking crack, you know, and I learned how to freebase. And so after that, I was like, okay, this is cool, you know, and my the guy took me to his motel and said, you're staying with me tonight. And so I thought, oh, okay, you know, that's nice of him. But actually, he was a pimp. And he sampled my goods, the good, and then he turned me out the next day. And in my hometown, you know, it was really prevalent there, you know. What they would do is there was a network of pimps that trafficked their girls across state lines, you know, and it was called the circuit. And so he took me out and turned me out the next day and stuff. And before he did that, we went clothes shopping and stuff, you know, and whatnot. And he basically kind of picked my clothes for me in a way, you know. And so I really had no other option, because I was not going to go back home to where, you know, all that mess was going on, right? And so what I did is I kept going on with him. And he took me across state lines and stuff and so on and so forth. So, you know, for me, I just was like, this was crazy, you know. And so I got hooked into this prostitution ring and strung out on drugs. And I was in this national prostitution ring for 21 years. And next month, I'm celebrating 13 years of sobriety, you know, and 10 years of getting out of prostitution. And this time of year is really a reflective type of year for me, because of the fact that, you know, it's like, wow, you know, look at how far I came. When I got indicted by the feds, you know, because the feds were watching me for quite some time, you know, running with the pimps and running drugs and stuff, you know, and so on and so forth. And so I was looking at 13 counts of conspiracy, distribution, selling, and all that type of stuff, right? Well, I was 35 then, and so after that, I started to have strong withdrawals. And I was 87 pounds, white as a ghost. I sunk in, and I was dead anyway, you know, except physically. And what I mean by dead is that I was spiritually dead, I was emotionally dead, mentally dead. Spiritually dead, all that stuff, right? And financially. And so, you know, what happened was is that I ended up in the jail, and it was not any fun, you know, and it was not what I was accustomed to, because I was accustomed to, you know, people bailing me out, you know, and there was no bailout this time because it was, I was put on a federal hold. And so after that, you know, I was like just kind of floored, you know, I mean, I was shocked. And so I was being transferred between Basin, Wyoming, and Billings, Montana. Well, I was getting, well, the court was preparing to give me a trial or whatever, you know. And what happened was is I got married to a pimp that happened to be a snitch, right? And I had no idea that he was a snitch. And he ended up wrapping me up in a whole lot of stuff, a whole lot of mess, you know. And, you know, I'm not here to blame him or anything because I took a part in that too. You know, I was a willing participant that would run drugs, sell drugs, do whatever, you know what I'm saying? So after that, I ended up getting clean and sober, and it was miserable. It was pretty bad when the guards wouldn't even let me go to a cell. You know, I had to bring out a bed, you know, and sleep in it in the day hall. And during that time, I felt absolutely broken. And because I ran out of my ideas, you know, I burned a lot of bridges. I had no one to turn to. And there was a AA that came to the jail, and I went to this AA meeting, and I found my sponsor, and my sponsor asked me three questions before she agreed to sponsor me, and those were, do you believe that my judgment over your life is infinitely better than your own? The second question was, do I have permission to delve into every area of your life? And then the third question is, are you willing to go to any lengths for victory over your addictions? you know. And so I said yes to all of them, and she gave me some simple directions, you know. And AA has a blue book, and it's called the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And so she told me to read some pages in the morning and some pages at night. And she told me to get on my knees and say in the morning and say, "Dear God, please help. Amen." You know, and those five words, you know, and I was like, this isn't going to work. And then in the evening, it was where I said, "Dear God, thanks for the sobriety. Amen." And so I started on my knees and stuff, and she told me not to say anything more to God, you know. And so, you know, I didn't really feel comfortable with praying anyway, and I had a lot of resentments and a lot of anger towards church, you know, because of what happened to me as a child, right? So, you know, told me to go look for somebody in jail and be a service to them. And I'm like, lady, this isn't going to work. You know, I've got problems, and I've got real true problems. And she was like, well, you know, we're not focusing in on the problems. We're focusing in on the solutions. And she made me call her at a certain time every day, you know, and stuff. And she would accept my collect phone calls. And so after that, she accepted my phone calls and everything. And then after that, we would talk, and she would give me directions throughout the day, you know, and stuff. And I kept taking them even when I was in jail. And she was my sponsor for 10 and a half years until I quit going to AA and everything. And I ended up in women's federal prison for 3.5 years in Dublin, California. And so it was, lesbianism was real big there, and I got caught up in it, you know, and everything. And so, you know, but I used my time wisely in prison, because you're talking to a person that 13 years ago I had a 8th grade education, and I got my GED. Then after I got my GED, I carried it on further and took 2 years in psychology and sociology and everything, you know, and my basics for 2 years in federal prison online. And I did the college online and stuff. And then after I got discharged from prison, is that, you know, was the real deal, and that's where the rubber met the road, you know. And so I could have easily gone back out, you know, and with those type of people or whatever, but I was done, folks. I was done, you know. I spent months and months and months putting myself back together, you know, and I hated God, you know, and I hated the God idea. But my sponsor would talk to me about the God idea all the time, you know. And so I think that my God, that God led me to my sponsor, and my sponsor led me back to God. I became a Christian like 2000 and 14, I believe. And so I was going to church in federal prison as well. And so, you know, I was doing all the right things and stuff, you know, except, you know, partaking in the lesbianism type stuff. So, you know, I had a choice, you know. See, with people like me, we only have three options, and we've got to make not a choice, but a decision on what we're going to do. You know, are we going to be locked up, covered up, or sobered up? You know, and I was already locked up. And, you know, I was, you know, I picked that I was going to be sobered up, you know. And so, you know, my actions over the years have spoke that way, you know. And today my life is absolutely amazing. I will tell you about it after we break for a few minutes. So stay tuned and I'll be back.
Yeah, lots of love. May he protect us from evil.
Hey, sometimes I feel I got this evil on my back, watching me, shooting fiery darts, hoping I slide back. When the storm comes my way, I pray the Lord he comes back, cause I don't want to be lost, like a sailor without the path. And what I used to be a slave to, I'm tempted with that. But when I'm weak, you're strong, and your strength improves that. Then you can catch my hands together in unison, thunderclap. You give me grip on my faith like cleats Nike ain't got. And teach me how to weather the storm, and know it's predicted you still rain along with the sun. So when I'm going through the rain, I can look at the sun. And when it's all said and done, you can look at the sun. This every human, but I wanna do right, and living life there's the only way to seem to get life.
Yeah, lots of love. May he protect us from evil.
Sometimes I feel I got this evil on my back, watching me, shooting fiery darts, hoping I slide back. When the storm comes my way, I pray the Lord he comes back, cause I don't want to be lost, like a sailor without the path. And what I used to be a slave to, I'm tempted with that. But when I'm weak, you're strong, and your strength improves that. Then you can catch my hands together in unison, thunderclap. You give me grip on my faith like cleats Nike ain't got. And teach me how to weather the storm, and know it's predicted you still rain along with the sun. So when I'm going through the rain, I can look at the sun. And when it's all said and done, you can look at the sun. This every human, but I wanna do right, and living life there's the only way to seem to get life. Bury my flesh alive, I want it dead in my life. Keep his evil away from me, Lord, I wanna do right.
Tell to the king and lots of life.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far,
from the evil, hail to the king.
Hail to the king.
Lots of love.
Yeah.
May he protect us from evil.
Trapped in the world that's defiled in sin. They say if he ain't a dope boy, then he ain't ballin' like Jalen. And sex seems the only way that you can fit in. I'm catching crazy looks every time I say I'm celibate. Dope boy saying it won't hurt just to celibate. But damn, we hear the truth, cause it ain't sweet, so they ain't tasting it.
I pray you keep me strong so I can show them truth. So when they come to you, they can look at me on what to do. I serve you off top like a coup. So when it's more land, I look to you on what to do. When trouble's all around, I think what Job went through. And if the enemy takes my last, you will bless his time too. And if you did it for a man, you can do it for me too. Everybody got a storm, it's just how you go through. Either you yield to the evil or you look for God to move. Protect us from all the evil and this life we go through.
Hail to the King and Lord of Life. Protect us from the evil. Hail to the King, Lord of Life. May He protect us from the evil. Hail to the King.
Make it K. Joe. I'm loving it.
Place the stars in the sky, make the moon shine brightly. Woke you up with the sun shining through your window. Sing you a serenade every time the wind blows. See the earth in all of its beauty. It all came from me. Take the time to look above. Sing about love without singing about me. Singing about me. Without singing about me. Without singing about me. I made clouds in the air. Made you in my image so that you can be like me. My love is sweet, gonna make you happy. Such joy and peace, gonna give you all of me. It's the reason why you smile. It makes living all worthwhile. It will bring tears.
1K Joe, going down.
Okay, we're back. So, as I left off, was what I was like after I got out of prison. And my sponsor picked me up at the jail. And she brought me into her home. And, I mean, I saw an amazing relationship that she had with her husband and, you know, everything. And she told me what her life used to be like and stuff, you know, in the beginning and stuff. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever, you know. But, you know, it was such a blessing because of the fact that I got to see that she really was talking and living the program, you know. And so, you know, AA worked tremendously well for me for 10 and a half years, you know. And actually, you know, God has been putting on my heart to go back. And I'll tell you why in just a few, give me a few minutes to tell you why. But she picked me up. She let me stay in her home until I could get settled in a group home, you know. And because my probation officer wanted me in a group home, you know, and so I was able to get into a group home and stuff, and I have a mental illness on top of being an autistic savant, right? And so what it is it's called borderline personality disorder. And what it is that you have a total lack of understanding of who you are as a person and the identity issues. And I, you know, not too long ago, I was hit with the fact that I was living still stuck back, you know, 10 years ago in some ways, you know. And so back to my sponsor, she would come to the group home, and when it was time to work a step, she would work it with me, you know. And so I did a 4-step, and I'll tell you what, I mean, that was powerful. And it's called We Made a Fearless and Searching Moral Inventory of Ourselves. And I had 2 5 subject notebooks full of resentment, full of anger. And I mean, I was so angry that it, you know, it incapacitated me, you know, in some areas of my life, right? And, you know, but yet, you know, I knew that I didn't have the dubious luxury to hold on to this stuff, you know, because I knew that it could take me out, you know, back into the world. And so, you know, I decided to be a follower of Christ and give my life to Christ and stuff. And I mix AA and I mix the Bible together because they're synonymous with each other. They really are, you know. And the big book, it was written from Bible verses, you know, and in the original tax, you know. And so anyway, I gave my life to Christ, and I thought it was going to be all easy peasy, right? And all a bed of roses, and it wasn't, you know. I mean, I felt bad, you know, like I did when I got indicted, right? And I felt like I reached another bottom, you know. But I'm convinced that an addict has not gone through a bottom if they can't remember it, you know. And I can remember my bottom, you know, from, 13 years ago, like it was yesterday. And so, you know, the longer that I am away from that, I mean, it's like, why? Why did I get into that, you know? And you know, it's because I was a young child myself, you know, and stuff. And so, you know, but what really helped me in my beginning stages in sobriety is going and helping other women and stuff, and taking them through the steps in the big book as well, you know, and sponsoring them, you know. And so, you know, I got out of prison, and I went back, I went to AA, and I was able to go to a real life meeting instead of, you know, just jail and prison meetings, you know. And it was like, wow, you know, there's people that can actually relate here, you know, to me a little bit, you know. And it taught me how to have some skills, you know, some social skills, and, you know, it taught me a lot, actually. It gave me structure in my life, and that's what I really needed, right? You know, structure and discipline. And, you know, and going to a group that, if you're not, you know, in good graces with your sponsor, you're not in good graces with the group either, you know. And so, you know, I was like, what, three and a half years I was about 4 years sober when I got to be in AA and stuff, right? You know. And so my fourth sobriety birthday, I started sponsoring some people, you know. And I went to a real life meeting, and the first time that I went, you know, I mean, people were watching me, you know. And I felt like people were watching me and stuff. And then I lived with my sponsor for about two months, before, you know, until they could get me into a group home. And I was in a group home for a little while, you know, because of my disabilities and stuff, you know, and all that. And so I graduated from the group home, went to the co-op, which it's like, you know, you're having your own place, but you live with other people, but there's not a staff person there. You know, you're on your own merit, you know, and you still have a roommate, you know, and all that to contend with, you know. And so I I learned a lot through that. You know, I learned a lot on how to live with people and how to, you know, not be up into people's business, you know. And I basically went to meetings a lot, and I enrolled in the community university that we've got here. And I took my bachelor's degree, you know, and I graduated from college with my bachelor's degree. And then, you know, I'm going to school currently in with a PhD degree, you know, program. And I've got one more year, 1.5 years actually, to graduate and stuff. So, you know, I'm doing forensic psychology, right? And so after that, you know, I have a ministry. I have a safe house for women and stuff, and so on and so forth. So, you know, God's really moved in my life. And that's all that God is putting on my heart to tell you guys. So I hope that you take a look at your life if it's not good, and take a look at, you know, what God can do and in your life. And if you're not saved, you know, please get saved, you know, because Jesus loves you, and that would be the biggest gift to give to yourself, is to be saved. And I will continue with my testimony next week. So thanks for tuning in, guys and ladies and gentlemen. And I will conclude this by saying, do not give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens. So with that being said, please don't give up.
Hallelujah. Appreciate you, Evangelist Carlinda. And that was a very fire hot testimony for the Lord. And you did it the right way. You ended it the right way. You let everybody know, yeah, come to Jesus. Because if Jesus can save any of us on here, he can save you too. You are tuned into Her New Narrative, brought to you by When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Appreciate you, Evangelist Carlinda. All right. And we'll get at y'all next time. I believe we'll be back on tomorrow at 9 o'clock p.m. with the Believer's Vibe with Running for Zion. All right? Appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll get at you next time when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Peace.
Y'all be dropping them to the floor for a little bit of that chair. Oh no, hold up, throw your hands up when they roll up. Come on, youngster, try and grow up, pull up. Nah, I'm good, I think I'll show up. Do this Bible study, my little buddy, cause I'm trying to get a little bit wiser like that old owl. Even though I know sometimes I know my mouth can get a little bit foul. And I own that, you know that, hold that thought while I run back to this beat that you go back. Show game. Side of you that's only God, while all these other suckers acting hard. Oh, no. Hold up, my brother, me wants no status.
Circle the waiting automatic 4-5. No jive, cause I'd rather ask him for forgiveness. High five. That
right.
Sorry if I took advantage of your love, cause I praise your name. But it seems like it's all in vain. Make it rain at the club. It's fine and all. Thank you for loving me like I never lived. So like David prays, I'm gonna praise and worship till I run out of breath.
I wanna thank you for giving me so much more than a second chance, even though I don't deserve it. Every time I turn around, it seems like I let you down.
But now I wanna give you more.
You never looked at me like you're ashamed of me, but I'm ashamed of myself. I'll put the shame on me, cause I'm to blame for no one else. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry if I took advantage of your love.
Sorry that I
it seems like it's all in vain. Make it rain at the club. So like David prays, I'm gonna praise and worship till I run out of breath. Sorry if I took advantage of your love, cause I praise your name. But it seems like it's all in vain. Make it rain at the club.
It's right at all.
Thank you for loving me like I never lived. So like David prays, I'm gonna praise and worship till I run out of breath. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
God knows the prophet is angel. Those that are locked in spirits away and commands them to speak life.
Whether or not I got bling isn't really that important. No. Neither are my clothes or the kicks that I be sporting. Oh. If I'm wearing Jeepers or Michael Air Jordan, I know that I'm wealthy because the father is my portion. Riding in a hoopty, sitting on a fortune. Born to be productive, not considering abortion. I would rather sow my seed with caution. Crossing over obstacles, victories to conquer with harvest. Ministry's the motive of my movement. Life is good, but I would rather use it than lose it. Once I understood that my future is fused with my faith, I refuse to let it waste. I refuse to take a break. I'ma take my rightful place through mistakes and misconceptions. If I still repent and go the opposite direction, ain't no time for stressing out. I'm fleshing out what's written. Life is less about the outer, more about the hidden. It's the hour of the risen Savior and the living King. Crown him. Even though he wasn't ever lost, I'm glad I found him. Bound him to the cross of his calling, offering his pardon to the fallen. I represent the
let's do, do ministry, ministry. 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 Let's do ministry, ministry.
21st century, I can see it vividly. Infinity, divinity, ministry, ministry. We proclaim the victory through the sacrifice of Christ. Iniquity is remedy. Ministry, ministry. House to house, door to door, block to block, state to state. Every day we operate, infiltrating darkness, sparking the heartless depart with involvement to any type of bondage, legal or criminal. Read through the manual, regal and spiritual. Christ the intangible, miracle maker. Tell it on the mountain. No somebody walk it out, say whosoever's willing. Come and lay your burdens down, come and heal your problem. Come and be forgiven, come meet our Father, author of creation, partner of the penitent, source of revelation, rewarder of the diligent, lawyer of the criminal, he can make them innocent. Listen, this is good news. Listen, let's do, do ministry, ministry, 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 let's do ministry, ministry. Shorty had a bad day, didn't think her baby boy went that way. I know what the stats say, but remember numbers don't know me. They do calculations, but they don't know what he told me. Ministry, ministry, call it to the forefront. Minimize the flesh and make sure it's what the Lord wants. Cathedral or storefront, you don't need a steeple to minister to people. All you need is he who created your feet to lead you and guide you and keep you inspired to go higher and higher. Up out of the mire, over liars your entire life. Fitted for commitment to the Christ, the price of discipleship. Come die and get busy. The kingdom is nigh, someone to know where is he. Really, he should be made known in you and me until Christ's likeness makes everything
let's
else
do,
busy.
Do ministry, ministry, let's do, do ministry, ministry, let's do, do ministry, ministry, let's do, do ministry, ministry, let's do ministry.
Ministry is the propagation of life.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt